Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. We are on the last couple of lines in this seventh parak as we head toward the last two prakim in this Masechta in Yanim of Naziris. So let's pick it up, Nun Vav Mabez, and then make some comments and then finish it up. Ezra Hashem. Okay, so let's start with the last skinny line. That's where we ended off the last time. The last skinny line, we're talking about our Mishnah, and the problem the Gemara just mentioned was not on the content of the Mishnah, but how it was quoted. We quoted an Amora who quoted it in the name of an earlier source, and we said you left out the middle opinion, the middle person in the chain. So the Gemara ended off by saying, just to read that line again, Kol Shmaitz at the Misamra Bebeit Tlasa, any statement that was said by at least three people, Kadmoya Basroy Amrinon, Mitzioy Lo Amrinon. You have to say the one you heard it from, you should say the one you heard it from, and the original source of it. But everybody in the middle, you don't have to mention. You don't have to mention. You could mention. Could mention. There's nothing wrong with mentioning it. The Gemara does that very often. Sometimes the Gemara will say, Amar Rav, Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, like four different people. But the Kiyum and the obligation, so to speak, as we'll talk about soon, is only the first and last. And just another example, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Afanana, Mitanina, we also learned it in Mishnayis and Meseches Peah. Amar Nachim Halavlar, Nachim the scribe said, Kaba Kubalni Mirabi Mesha, Shekibo Me Abba, Shekibo Minazuko, Shekiblu Minanavim. That's not just the first and the last, but that's at least not mentioning everyone in the middle. Halach halamoshe misinai. We have this besorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bizoreya sheves v'chardel. If somebody plants sheves, dill, v'chardel, and mustard seed, v'shtayim v'shlosha mekomos, in two and three places, shenosin peya mikol echad v'echad. You have to give peya from each and every one. Laws of peya. Many of the definitions of what is a field, what is not a field, is learned out from Mishnayis and Peah. That's the first one, right after Brachas. Brachas Peah Demai, the first Masechta in Zeraim, discussed Peah. So there it says, discussing what is called this, an independent field, what is not. So they have a Mesorah about Sheves and Chardel, it's called separate Peahs. Ve'ilu Yeshua Vakali Lo Kachashiv. But in this line, it skips from Nevi'im to Moshe Rabbeinu. Does not say Moshe, right? Who is he after Moshe? Mesorah Al Yeshua. Yeshua is the kingdom of the Shoftim. Right, it skipped a couple. So you see, Shvamina, that the important point is to get the first and the last, and maybe if, maybe some others, but deeper than that, it is not Mechuyev. And the Chida already points out here, based on what we just said, that even though the Gemara often has a whole line, like here the Gemara lists off, first and last are just the minimum, what one must mention. That appears to Hacha she'ein mechuyev lahaskiram ela harishon v'ha'achron avalam rotzeh lahaskiram maskel l'kulam. Right, and you can if one would want. There is a Yerushalmi in two places. I'll read it to you from Meseches Shabbos in the first parak. The Yerushalmi has a line in parak Aleph Halacha Beis. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan im yachol at l'shalshel es hashmua ad Moshe shalshela. If you could go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, be Mishalshel and roll it out. V'im, and most of the time, if we quote something from our Rebbe, we kick all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'im lav, tfos o rishon rishon, o achron achron. That's the line of Yerushalmi. As often is the case, you don't know exactly what the Yerushalmi means. We don't have Rishonim on Yerushalmi. But if you look in the Karbana Eda here, what does it mean? L'shalshel as hashmua, shalshel as shehu chibur chatichos barzel zebazet. If you could link it to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then King Yizkar Bali Yeshmua Kulan, Mi Kibel Mi Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom, V'hainu V'hodatam V'gomer Ad Yom Asher Amad L'Hashem Elkecha B'chorev. You should let everybody know, right? The passage of the pasuk is that you should give over the experience of Har Sinai to your children and to those around you. But the Yerushalmi Darshins on a deeper level, Yerushalmi even quotes the pasuk. My taima v'odatam l'vnecha l'vnecha yom asher amata asher ad yom asher amata l'vnei Hashem alkecha b'choreif. That's how it darshins. V'im lav, and if it's too long, so then one doesn't have to do it. So that is the Yerushalmi. Interesting line. If you continue the Yerushalmi in the next line, he said, the Yerushalmi says, Gidol amar kol ha'omer shmua mipi omra yehe roeh ba'al shmua kilu hu omid kenegdo. It's also Yerushalmi in Shkalim. Right, those Dafyomi learners will know, oh, I had that once before. Right, it's Dafyomi and Shkolim, Yerushalmi, the only Yerushalmi that we do. So the Gemara says that whenever I quote someone, I have to imagine that the person's there. Better the person sitting there, standing there in the room. My taima, ach betzalam yishalach ishksiv, v'chulu, and the Yerushalmi continues. That's what, when we quote Davar B'Shem Omro, but it's as if he's there. Soloveitchik has a beautiful imagery I've quoted in the past. I didn't bring it this time. About whenever he gives shir, whenever his grandfather used to give shir, or when he gives shir, he imagines everybody walking in. He can't give shir, the door opens, and Rabbi Tam walks in. And he walks in, and the Rambam walks in, and the Rashba walks in. And the Shach walks in, because it's a case of Dini Mamanis. All different beautiful imagery mentioned, but that's based on this Yerushalmi. Kilu Bala Shmua Omeid. Omer Kenegdo. The line of Davar HaOmer B'Shem Amro, Rav Matzio Solomon, in one of his Sichos, in Matnas Chaim, in Moadim, he discusses the importance of HaOmer Davar B'Shem Amro, and why is it that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, at the end, mentions Mevi Geula La'olam? Why is it so crucial to quote Solomon B'Shem Amro? Like our Gemara, you have to at least quote the first and last. Why is it so important to quote in that... in the name. That's the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Homer Dov Shem Amro, and of course the source of that is Esther. V'yomer Esther, V'tomer Esther Lamelech, V'shem Mordechai, about the story of Big Son and Sarish. So the Maharal explains in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that in Derech Chaim, V'yesh Ladas, Ki Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Geula, Hashem Yisbarach Rotzeh Sheyedu, Ki Hu Yisbarach Paul. V'lo yomru lo Hashem Yisbarach Paul calls those. When Hashem brings Geula, he wants it to be kaviyachol. He wants it to be noticed by the world. He wants people to recognize and be makir that he is the one that brings Geula, not that people did it through their chachma and through their otzem yantam. V'chein timsu begulas Mitzrayim. What does it say over and over again in the beginning of Sefer Shmos? V'yedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. V'yedu ki v'chul. Three different lashonos, as the Ramban points out. Ani Hashem bo'si osam eretz Mitzrayim. Lefichach, what does it mean? Haomer davar b'shem amro mevi geula la'olam. That's a type of personality, not just literally, but omer davar b'shem amro means that I don't take the credit. I pass it off. I realize that I'm just a kli. I'm a shliach. I'm omer davar b'shem amro. The source of this is not me. So if somebody is that type of personality, haomer davar b'shem amro, then Hashem will use them to bring geula. That's Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro, the message, Mevi Geula La'olam. Im lo aisa Esther ba'alas midazos, litlos ha'davar, b'misha roi litlosa. If Esther by quoting Mordechai, reflected that she is that type of person, she is an Omer Davar B'Shem Amro person, and therefore Hashem said, okay, she's going to be my tool to bring Geula to the world. If she had said, ani asisi brov chachmasi, kadei lehiskadel ulehispa'er, says the Maharal, lo aisa Esther, Esther wouldn't have been the one. Hashem Yisbarach rotzeh lehodia hachesed v'atov shu Yisbarach oseh im Yisrael. So it's not just a technical saying it, but it is a reflection of a certain personality. Homer davar b'shem amro. And that is why also explains the Matnas Chaim now using this idea throughout history. Who were the ones that were zochet to bring Geula to Klal Yisrael? Those who were Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Those who passed off the credit. And he says that's the pshat of a medrash. The medrash, a medrash Tanchuma, which is not as famous as another medrash. Right? The medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midyon and he ran away, and the daughters of Yisrael were telling their father, you know, what happened, and they say, Ish Mitzri Silanu Miyad Aroim. An Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds. And one chazal, the Medrash says, Moshe was taken to task for that. Because they said Ishmitzri, he didn't say a word. They Ishmitzri, so he wasn't zochah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Another one of the reasons. While Yosef HaTzadik was buried because he was always identified as the Ish Ivri in Mitzrayim. But there's a Tanchuma. The Tanchuma has a different shot of the Pasuk. Ishmitzri, what does that mean? When we asked, Benos Yisro said, when we asked Moshe, thank you so much, Moshe didn't say, you're welcome. Moshe said, it wasn't me who saved you. It was the Ish Mitzri that wanted to kill me in Mitzrayim that made me run away. And now I happen to be here, the right man at the right time. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu miyad aroim. Right? And the Medrash gives the mashal. About mashal ha'ela echad shenashcho ha'aro. There was somebody who was bitten by a snake, by some type of animal. And he runs to the spring, to the river, to wash off his bite. And he look and he goes there and he sees there's a little baby drowning. And he gets the baby and he goes in and he saves the baby. And they say, thank you so much for saving the baby. He says, it wasn't me. It was the snake that saved the baby. It wasn't literally, but it just means that I was just happened to be the right man at the right time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really orchestrating the events for me to be here. So that's exactly what Moshe said. Amar Lehem Moshe, Oso Mitzri Shaharagti, Hu Shehitzil Eschem, that Mitzri that I killed. And that's Ish Mitzri Tzilanu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was also that type of person. The one that pushed off and did not take the credit. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's the one that I'm going to bring the Geula through his hands. Right? That's Ish Mitzri, and that's Ha'omer Davo B'Shem Amro. It's a type of personality that we have to make ourselves. Maybe Geula La'olam. And one final point, and that is the Rav Avadya Yosef in the end of his commentary on Pirkei Avos, also in Anaf Eis Avos, on that Mishnah, he quotes that if you look in that Perek, Perek Vav, and Perek Kinyan Torah, it lists off all the ways that we can be Kona Torah, all 48 ways and strategies for us to be Kona Torah. So he says, a lot of times they're connected, the ones that are next to each other there. So he says, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, that's the last one. That's number 48. So right before that you have Hamach Kimes Rabo V'Hamachavein Eshmuaso. The one who makes wise his Rebbe, right, he asks good questions. And Machavein Eshmuaso, also he is Machavein, he says a straight Shmua. He says appropriate comments. And then Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Says Rav Avadya, we find often in the Gemara, that, not often, a number of times, that I think it was Rav Yochanan in one of the stories, Rav Yochanan Yivam Esadivav, who was very machpid on his Talmud, who kept saying things that didn't quote him by name. He said, why aren't you quoting me? He was very upset. Right? Maybe he wanted his, to get some credit for the Torah learning. He was very upset until Rav Yaakov Ar-Idi told him and says, when Yeshua Ben Nun spoke, he never quoted, didn't quote Moshe Rabbeinu every single time he spoke, but everybody knew that everything he said was from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you too, everybody knows that your Talmidim or whatever they quoted from you. So Rabbi Yochanan was despised. He said, okay, now I understand. So Rav Avadya says, that only works if people know that everything the Talmud is saying is the name of the Rebbe. But if the Talmud is himself a Baal Kisharon, if the Talmud himself is a great man, then if he doesn't quote the Rebbe, maybe they'll think he's saying it. So that's why, says Rav Avadya, that's the connection between these last few strategies. Hamachkim as Rabbo, if you're somebody who's on the level of being Machkim the Rebbe, you're asking great kashas, and you're mechavin eshmuaso, and you're on that level. You're like a Talmud Muvak, or a Talmud Chaver even. So then, Homer davar b'shem avram, maybe go olam. Then you got to call your Rebbe. If there's a chance that people are going to think that it's your own chidushim, and it's not your Rebbe's chidushim, so then you have to quote it by, his name. And he quotes that from the Panim Meiros. Shezeo davka b'talmud muvak, ava b'talmud chaver, sheneschakim b'yoser, v'chisiyah v'chisiglo l'chadish me'atzvo divrei t'chidushi Torah, that if you don't say it, they're not going to know, and that's the connection between these items on the list. Okay, so let us continue. Oh, one final point, and that is related to the Mishnah that we just quoted. So the Mishnah quoted that the Masorah went all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, from Nachum Alavlar, from where they were from, Nachum Alavlar, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look at the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, in the little three-page Hakdama that he has to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam also goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, listing off. But where does he start from? He does not start from himself. He starts from Ravina and Ravash, so the opposite. He goes in chronological order. He starts with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he goes to Yoshua and Vechulu, and he continues, and he goes through all the generations. The Rambam lists off who were the Bali Amasora. He goes through the Tanam, and he goes through the Zugos, and the Tanam and the Amoram, and he ends with Ravina and Ravashi. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was Medayik. Why did the Rambam stop? Why didn't the Rambam continue to his own generation? He stopped at Ravina and Ravashi. And this is in contrast to the Meiri. The Meiri, in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way. He goes all the way to his own generation. So why did the Rambam stop by Ravina and Ravashi? Explain to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because the Rambam is not giving us a history lesson here. The Rambam is telling us a halachic concept. The Misora had a certain power. Baalei Amazar had a certain power up until the Stimas HaTalmud, up until Ravina and Ravashi. Right? That's why the Rambam stopped. He didn't continue. Of course, he could have said who got it, who were the next leaders of the generation. But that he's not just telling us the leaders of the generation. He's telling us up until Ravina and Ravashi, and he says it. Says the Rambam, Nimsa Ravina Ravashi v'chavirehem sof gedolei chachmei Yisrael hama'atikim Torah Shebal Peh. They were the end. What's wrong with the Gonim? Rav Nachman Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Sadia Gon. What's wrong with the Gonim, Rambam? The Rambam knew the Gonim. The Rambam says they weren't the ma'atike Torah Shebal Peh. V'shegazru gzeros v'hiskinu takanos. We don't have any gzeros or takanos really that were based on for all of Klal Yisrael. I mean, Chayim Derabino Gershom was pretty wide, but it wasn't accepted by everybody. Wasn't by everybody. Wasn't by everybody forever. So the last ones that were able to make laws for all of Klal Yisrael were Ravina and Ravashi and before. V'nhigu minhago supashuk zeirosav takanosim nagosam b'chol Yisrael. And after that, nispazu Yisrael b'chol haratzos pizur yeser. After that, Klal Yisrael were scattered throughout the areas. V'higil uksavos uli'im harachokim v'ravas k'tata v'olam v'nishtabshu adrachim v'gayasos v'nismai Talmud Torah. Right, everything went down after that. V'lo niskansu Yisrael l'lmo b'yeshivoseim alpayim v'ravavos k'mo shayim ikodem. Very small, yeshiva here, yeshiva there, but we don't have that authority that they used to have in those days. Maybe we could talk more about that, Rambam, a little bit later, but now let's continue. Here we go. Last Mishnah in the seventh parak. Last Mishnah in the seventh parak. Remember, what has this parak been about? First half of the parak was all about different Tumas Kohanim, Kohen Gadol and Nazir. Right, these two parakim have been about the inherent halachas of Naziris. Remember, the first five parakim were all about accepting Naziris. Parak 6 and 7 have been about the halachas of Naziris themselves. The sixth parak was Shlosha Minim, the three different areas of Naziris Aser, and this parak, the second half, had all the halachas of Tumas Nazir. What is a Nazir Megaleach Alav, and what a Nazir is not Megaleach Alav. And that's what we continue now, finishing that up. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Danti Lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. I asked the following question to Rabbi Eliezer. Ma im etzem kisaora she'enu mitame adam ba'ohel. A bone the size of a barley seed is not mitame a person ba'ohel. As we know, it's only ma'aganasa, not ohel. Ha'nazir megalech ha'magov ha'masa. And yet if a nazir touches it, the nazir ruins his naziris, right? He has to start again, as we had the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes. Revi is dam. She'u mitame adam ba'ohel. So a revius of dam, which is metame a person ba'ohel, eino dinji menazim galeach hamagov amasa, surely should create tumas ohel. Etzem kisaora, which is aser maga, does not create tumas ohel, but why not? Revi es dam, shu is metame ba'ohel, surely a nazir shemagaleach for touching revi es dam. And it's not. Revi es dam, if you're a member, is in the Mishnah on Daf Nundalin. A nazir is not megaleach on that. Only chasikav. Revi es dam makes him tame ba'ohel. But it only loses his Naziris if he has Chatzi. So Amar Li, Maze Akiva. What kind of question is that? Ain't done in Kamikava Chomer. Don't ask me for Makava Chomer. You can't make that Svara. And I didn't really understand what he meant. He said, you can't say Akava Chomer. Why not? Ukshabasi Veritzesi Dvarim Lefnei Rabbi Yoshua. And when I asked my question to Rabbi Yoshua, Amar Li, Yafe Amarta. Great Kasha, Elakach Amru Halacha. He added on and said, no, halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And halacha Moshe B'Sinai and kal v'chomers don't mix. And that's why, even though you have a good kal v'chomer, it's svara, it's logical, but since there's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai involved, so your kal v'chomer is not going to work. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai exactly that we're discussing here? Ibai Luhu. Ask the Gemara, which part is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai and which part is the kal v'chomer? Ibai Luhu. Etzem kisaora halacha. Is the fact that an etzem kisaora is mitame and a nazir is megaleach on an etzem kisaora, is that the halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Urevi is dam kal v'chomer, and that's what you want to learn out from the kal v'chomer, that urevi is a dam should be, right, mitame b'mago b'masa, vein dana kal v'chomer halacha, and that's where you can't mix and match? Odom or Revi is dam halacha, the opposite, Revi is dam, that it is mitame ba'ohel, is the halacha la Moshe Misinai, that's him kisaora kavachomer, vindara kavachomer be halacha. which part is the Kal V'chomer, which part is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Tashma, so the Braisa says, Esem Kisaora Halacha, Revi Yisdam Kal V'chomer. The fact that the Esem Kisaora is the Nazir's Megaleach is the Kal Halacha Moshe B'Sinai under discussion. Revi Yis is the Kal V'chomer, Vein Dona Kal V'chomer Me Halacha. You can't mix and match. Why is that? So we have mentioned, Kal V'chomer is pure logic. Pure logic, out of all of the Drushes Chazal, all of the tools, Sha'amida, Sha'atar, and Rashi's plan, Kal V'chomer is the one that's purely logic. That's why everybody agrees that a Tana could darshan a Kal V'chomer me'atzmo. A Gzeir Shava for sure cannot. All the other Midos, Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah, Taflamet Aleph. What is Kal V'chomer the unique one, or is Gzeir Shava the unique one? But everybody agrees Kal V'chomer is based on Svara. Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, no Svara. Zero Svara. If you remember the Rambam, we mentioned this last week, the Rambam and his distinction in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, when he talks about what's the difference between Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Dvarim HaPirush HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, the first two categories that he has of Torah Sheba Peh, Pirushim that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, like Priyetz Hadar, being an Esrog, like Ayin Tachas Ayin, being money, like many different halachas, but those are not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a different category. What's the difference between the two categories? The Rambam says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would never be able to figure out. Even in 100 years. So that's purely not based on logic. So that is why the Gemara says, you can mix a Kal V'chomer along with Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and have one limud based on another one. Because those are two different worlds. That's the Svara for this Svara. Of Ein Dona Kal V'chomer Me Halacha. Okay, Hadrolav Kohen Gadol, we now go to the second to last parak here in Meseches Nazir. Shnei Nazirim. They were two Nazirim. Says the Mefarish, Shekiblu Aleim Naziris B'Yachad. They accept the Naziris together, meaning Pashtus the same day. Why is it important? We'll see. Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amar Lohen, Echad. One person, there are two Nazirim, and one guy comes over to them and says, you know what, guys? Ra'isi Yachad Ikep Shenitma. I saw one of you became Tameh. I don't know which one of you became Tame, but I know one of you became Tame. So, what do you do? One of them is, each one of them is a Safek Nazir. That's what this parak is about. Issues of Sfekus in Nazirios. So, I know one of you became Tame. So, says the Mishnah, Migalchin, what do? So, they wait, let's say they both accepted a 30-day Nazirus. They wait till day 30 or day 31, and they do Giluach. That's fine. Why? They both require Teglachas. Either Teglachas Tuma or Teglachas Tara. They both require a haircut. And there's no problem. Migalchin, one second. So one aid. This is one aid, yeah. Migalchin, umi vi and carbon Tuma. And then they bring carbon Tuma, vi carbon Tara. They both together bring a set of carbonas. One set of carbonas Tuma, one Tara. Remember, Ola Shlomim and Asham, and Ola Shlomim and Chatas. The Omer, Im Ani, and they say to each other, Im Ani Hutamei. If Reuven says, if I'm the Tamei one, then Karmen Tumah Shaliva, Karmen Tara Shalcha. Then the Karmen Tumas are mine, the Karmen Karmenas Tara are yours. Vim Ani Watar, and if I'm the Tar one, Karmen Tara Shaliva, Karmen Tumah Shalcha. They make it tonight. And if I'm the Tar one, then I'm bringing the Karmenas Tara, you're bringing the Karmenas of Tumah. This offers Shloshim Yom. Then they wait another 30 days. Because the one who was Tamei, even though maybe he waited 15 days to bring this, he only had to wait 7, but he had to get a haircut before he restarts. So, on day 30 or 31, they stop. Then they wait another 30 days, which they have to keep their halachas of Naziris in those 30 days. Umi vi and Karban Tara, then they bring a set of Karban Astara. The Omer imani wa Tamei. And then they say again, if I was the original Tamei, Karban Tumah Shalid, and the Karbanas of Tumah were mine, for Karban Tara Shalcha, and the original Karbanas Tara were yours, Vizek Karban Tara si, and this new one is now my Karbanas of Tara, Vimani Yuatar, and if I was always the Karban, the Tar Nazir, Karban Tara Shali, originally, the Karban Tumah Shalcha, Vizek Karban Tara Scha. Fine, you make the Tanai, and one covers, they cover themselves in all areas. A couple of points. Number one. What is the Nazir? What are they saying? Do they answer this aid? The person comes and says, one of you became Tommy, I don't know which one. So what are they saying? Tosfos. Tosfos says, first Tosfos. Sarech Lomar, Shehein Shoskin. Must be they're not saying anything. Shtika. Shimhayu Machishin Oso, as you just asked, Lohayan Amon. If one aid comes along and says, I became Tommy, and I say, I didn't become Tommy,
then I'm not tamei. One eight can't create that status. If one eight says I'm chayav a carbon, if one eight, most cases eight echad is then would be surin. But he's not neman to create a status for someone else, for me to bring karbanas, and for me to be surin. But you can't establish this. So you must be that they were quiet. Meaning, part of what's happening here is not just the Eid Echad, but it's also combined with the shtika of the Nazirios. Meaning, shtika kehoda'a. That is a concept in Dini Mamadis, usually, but here is a concept in the world of Nazirish, shtika kehoda'a. And the Achronim note that there is a machlokes Rishonim. Does shtika kehoda'a only apply where the person himself should know the answer? And the fact that he's quiet is a real raya, that it must be that he's agreeing. Or does shtika kehoda'a, it's an automatic kind of deris hakasif, even if you don't know, even if you shouldn't know. So that's the discussion here. So Tosfos in Kiddushin, the Biurei Hadaf here discusses, that Tosfos in Kiddushin mentions, they hold, Kisha Eid Echad Meyed Neged Chazaka, when an Eid Echad is going against a Chazaka, the Yisod of an Emanis is because Shtika, Shtikaso Nechsheves Kehoda'a. Ulefizeh, based on Tosfos, Dafka, Tosfos says, Shalash Shosek Pa'ofan Shahayel Oladas, Ash Shtikaso Mehave Hoda'a. Tosfos in Kiddushin tells us that the Shtika Hoda'a only works where the guy should have known. And therefore he's basically admitting by not saying anything. So that's what you would have to say to Yukim to his ear here also. They should know whether they became Tamei or not, and that's why the shtik is kodah. But if they have no idea, so then their shtika would not be called odah, and they wouldn't have to go through this. Eid echad would not be believed. Right, if they would have no idea, why should one aid win? They're not arguing because they have no idea. That's why the Gemara says a kiddushin. If somebody says your taros became tame, and he says shosig ne'aman is only where hayaloladas. Right, so that is the according to the summary shown. If you say that you don't need that, she goes does more expansive. So then you would say that they didn't have to know here. Point number one. Point number two. So Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, Tosfos says they have to say that, bring these sets of karbanas, they have to say to each other, if I was the Tar one, then this is mine and that's yours, and if I was the Tame one, Tosfos says, lav davka nakat, va'omer. They don't really have to say it. Ela zeyikra v'lashem mishu, v'zeyikra v'lashem mishu. Tosfos says, you don't have to actually say it. They just bring these sets of karbanas, and it's basically self-explanatory. The Karanora says here, I don't know why Tosfos says that. The Mishnah says, Zeomer, says the Karen Ora, Velinira, Kivan Shalakua Karbanas Beshutvis, since they brought it as partners, Srichin Shayomer Beferish, Denosin Lochelko Bekarbon. They each are being Makne, the Chalik in the Karbon for the person who needs it, Shekolech and Mechuyav. And you have a similar tzlai in the first paragraph of Croesus, he says, but he says, it's literal. Literal, I would say, it's not that. Not that you don't have to say it. One final other point also, Rabbeinu Peretz here. So Rabbeinu Peretz here asks, why do they have to bring the first time two sets? They have to bring a Naziris Tara and a Naziris Tuma. Why can't they just bring a Naziris Tuma at first? And then the second month they'll bring two sets of Naziris Tara. Carbon And then, why is that better? At least, time two, they'll both, for sure, be bringing the carbonates that they're supposed to bring. Here, they have no idea on day 30, they have no idea on day 60. At least, if you bring one tuma, they have no idea then, but on the second time, they'll know. They're each bringing their own karbanas. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, Mikivan shetzrichim shneim legaleach bishvil safik tuma. Well, they both have to have a tiglachas. Right on day 30. Just in case. V'rak achar kaf yuchlu lekabel atzvam naziris taro. Without the tiglachas, they can't start again. So, if you don't bring the karbanas of tuma, you can't have the tiglachas. Im lo yaviru ala karban tuma echad, v'yasnu shi'i l'shem manazir shenitma, lo yuchlu af echad me'en legaleach. Shekarbon ma'akev l'tiklachas. And you can't give two haircuts with one set of karbanas. Right, that is why the halacha is that on day 30 you bring two sets of karbanas. Right, and that's why, mimanashach, they're both getting haircuts, because both of them brought their karbanas. That's why you have to bring two sets of karbanas on day 30. The karbanas of Tara and the karbanas of Toma. So both of them can get a haircut that day. Either way, miman of shach. And then they count whatever they count. And then on day 60, then they, what? We'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to assume that they both get haircuts again. They both get haircuts again on day 60, as the Gemara will talk about more. So we will see. We will see how they get haircuts on that day. Okay, says the Gemara. Ktani shnei nazirim sha'amar lahem ra'isiach mekem nishanitma v'ni yadeiza mekem v'yamai asks the Gemara, why do you have to treat these as tamei? Kol safik toma v'rishas ayach emecha yalfinan la. What are the rules for safik toma? We know safik in every area of halacha has its own rules. So in Tumah v'Tahara, safik Tumah b'rishas hayachid is tamei. Safik Tumah b'rishas harabim is tahar. That's the rule. So where is the source for safik Tumah b'rishas hayachid b'heicha yafin Allah? Where do we learn it from? Misota. You learn it from Anisha Sota. Anisha Sota, right? We have no idea whether she did anything with the person she had seclusion with. We don't know. And yet, we treat her as tamei. We treat her as if she did the act, and she is usher to her husband until she drinks. So, ma sota bo'al v'niveles, what's the definition of Rosh Hashayachah there? Just like by a sota, there's only two people. Bo'al v'niveles, af kol sabik tumas, Rosh Hashayachid, kondika betray. So too, what's the definition of Rosh Hashayachid? We don't say the definition of Rosh Hashayachid for sota is the same as Hilchas Shabbos. No. If there are three people, that's Rosh Hasharabim. So, says the Gemara, so that the definition is you need two people to be Rosh Hashayachid. Avalacha, what's here? Shnei Nazirim, v'hai dekoi gabe on atlasa. It's the two Nazirim that were there, plus the guy who says he saw Tumah. That's three. Three is a crowd, as the saying goes. That's halacha. Havilei safek Tumah Rosh Hasharabim. V'chos tektoi Rosh Hasharabim, sveiko tahor. Ask the Gemara, why in the Mishnah should you think there's any type of Tumah there? It's three people that were there. And the three people that were there, so it should be considered Rosh Hasharabim, Savik Tumah, Rosh Hasharabim should be Tahar, and therefore nobody should be involved at all. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, you're right. Ba'omer Ra'isi Tumah Shenizrika B'neichem. The guy is standing far away. And he says, I saw from afar that there was some type of Tumah, that one of you became Tameh. That's exactly the point. He wasn't close enough. And Amar Vashi Dekanami, the Mishnah also proves this, Diktani Ve'eni Yodeya Ezemikem. Shamina, he doesn't say, I don't remember, as if he was there and doesn't remember. He says, I don't know, meaning I never knew. Top Tosfos, Shemashma shelo noda lo me'olam, mishum delo havi bohem, he wasn't near them, mi delo k'tani shachachti, because he doesn't say shachachti. Good. Crucial Tosfos. Tosfos, and I'm an aleph on the bottom. Asks Tosfos, Ba'omer isi shizuka tuma benechem, baha omi meirachot avisot tuma shizur yachid. V'yim tomar, asks Tosfos. Okay, fine, so you're telling me it's a Rosh Hashanah yachid? So why don't each of them have to bring a set of karbanas tuma? Each one of them is subject tuma, Rosh Hashanah yachid, so sveiko tame. So each one of them is basically considered tame. So each one of them should have to bring a set of karbanas. V'yim tomar, im kein yavi kalecha karban tuma vadai, to call subject tuma, Rosh Hashanah yachid, sorfen ala truma. It's Safik Tumah, so you treat it as Tommy, so both of them should have to bring a set of karbanos. As Tosfos, Tosfos says this in a few places in Shas. The Yesh Lomar, Dilo Gemiri Misota Eladavar She'efshar Lihios. You only say Safik Tumah, but just Yachet Tameh, when it's not a Tarti Desasri. When it's something that's possible. If something that's not possible, you don't say Safik Tumah, but just Yachet Sveiko Tameh. Tosfos says that the third person here is coming and saying, I saw one of you, Tame. If you treat both of them as Tame, that's not true. The guy didn't say that. So therefore, you only say something Tame, because the Yachas, Fego Tame, by a Dabra, she Epsha Leos. Kisota, the Epsha Shinitme, it's like a Sota, maybe she did the act. Aval Hachalo Epsha Latamushneim, you can't say both of them are Tame, Devade Echatar. That's Tosfos Yisod Gadol. It's not mamish as much as other cases of Tarti Desasri. You know what? But it's basically the same thing. You know, one of these people is Tameh, one of them is Tar. So you can't say both of them are Tameh. Like the case of Shnei Shvilin, they talk about. Two people go down a path, one of them Tameh, one of them Tar. If they come to Basachas, if they come to Zacharzeh. Right? All the different halachas. So Tosfos says, you don't say something different, which is Yachas Tameh, where it is a case where it's not going to be true. Rav Shlomo Zalman adds on to this. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains Tosos. Shemasha anu lemeidim misota shesavi tamei b'shus yachet tamei nechla b'zeh shnei dinim. The halacha sovi tamei b'shus yachet sveiko tamei is really a two-stage halacha, two-step halacha. Ha'echa, number one, sha'af al pishi cheskes tara u'bekal makom sovi gana holchem akar chazak. Even though there's a cheskes tara, unless it's proven otherwise, that's the chiddush. Safik tuma b'rishas hayachid, you don't go after the chazaka. It remains a safik. Chazaka usually says vade tahar. This step one is safik tuma b'rishas hayachid is safik. It's you don't go by the chazaka. Step two, you treat it as vadai. Number one, you don't go by the chazaka and you treat it as safik. Step two, you treat it as vadai. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman says regarding the second stage. That's what Tosfos is emphasizing. You only say it's Betares Vadai where it's Efshar Lihios. But step one stays even if it's Sartin Asasri. Meaning, what do we say here? We say they bring a set of Karbanas Tuma. We don't just say, oh, you go back to the Chazaka and they're both Tar and you don't have to do anything. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when Tosfos says it's all over, that you don't say Savik Tuma B'Rishos Yachid Seiko Tame, you don't say it's treated as Vadai Tame if it's Davar She'i Efshar Lihios. But you do say step one, that you don't go by the Cheskas Tara, and you say it's as it, at least a case of Safik Tuma. That's why you have to bring at least one set of Karbanas. That's an important Ha'ara there, Rav Shlomo Zalman has, or else you would say, according to Tosfos, don't bring any sets of Karbanas. But that is Rav Shlomo Zalman explaining the first line. But then Tosfos asks the opposite type of question. What was the Gemara asking in the first place? The Gemara says, you should say they're both Tahar, right? Safik versus Harabim, Sveiko Tahar. So Tosfos says, but what do you mean? That's also a davar she'i efshar lios. One of them is Tameh. There's an eid echad with shika koda that says one of them is Tameh. So why do you say, just like we just said, oh, you can't say both of them are Tameh because it's davar she'i efshar lios. So what was the Gemara's question in the first place? That they're both tahar and they both should bring nothing? But what do you mean? That's also davar she'i efshar lios. So Tosfos says, amazing. We'll have to get back to this in the next Masechta. For second wide line. The Yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tameh. And Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim and Sveiko Tahar are not exactly parallel to each other. Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid is learned out from Sota. Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim just means regular going by the Chazaka. There's a Cheskas Tara, so you go by the Cheskas Tara. There's no special limud. It's just really a lack of a limud. And therefore you go by the Chazaka. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos. The Sovik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Lav Misota Gamrinan Lei Ela Kol Chad V'Chad Mukminin HaCheskasei. Each one has a Cheskas Tara. The Yalfina LaMikra, you learn from the first parak in Chulin, the general law of Chazaka. No special din of Tumah. Lahavid Kol Davar HaCheskasei. Aba Gad Devadei HaTamei. Kiva Devo Yadinan Lei. Tosfos says, Sovik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid Seiko Tamei. That's learned out from Sota. And that's why it cannot be a Davar She'i Efshar Lios. Just like Sota. But a lot of times by Chazaka, it's even by a Tarta Desasri. Each person has their own Cheskas Tara, and that's it. And that's why you say that each one of them could be Tar, even though you have an Eid Echad saying otherwise. So you can have a Tarta Desasri by Safik Tara, B'Rishus HaRabim, even though you cannot allow a Tarta Desasri by Safik Tumah, B'Rishus HaYachid. That is Tosfos's crucial point. Tosfos L'Shitaso, quote of Machlokes. What if somebody is Safik Tumah, B'Rishus HaYachid, and then they walk into the Beis HaMikdash? Did they violate? Right? Savik Tumah, is it what we would call Birur versus Hachra? To when we say Savik Tumah versus Yachid, is that Vade Tamei? Or is that Savik Tamei? It's a Machlokes, Tosfos in the Rambam. The Rambam says he's not Chayef. Rambam says you're not Chayef, because it's just what you're supposed to do, but you don't know for sure. And Tosfos says you're going to be Chayef Malkus. Tosfos in Shvuas Andaf Yutes. That's Tosfos L'Shitaso. Tosfos says you cannot have Savik Tumah versus Yachid. Sveiko Tameh with a Tarta Desasri. Why not? Because you assume that's really true. If you assume it's really true, and that's why you're going to get Malkus for going into the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have them contradicting each other. Right? That is the Tosfos L'Shitaso Shvuas on Daf Yutes, right here, Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. Also spoken about at length in the beginning of Nida, Tosfos and Nida Daf Beis. That's where this is also discussed. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Second line now on the top, Nun Zayin and Beis. Migalchin and Mavin. The Gemara here is assuming that not, remember the case, right? You know, one person became Tamei, so what did the Mishnah say? Day 30, they have to bring two sets. On day 60, they bring one set. The Gemara is assuming that they also get a hair, they both get haircuts on day 60. Because you don't know who was the one that was Tameh originally. So whoever the one that was the one that was Tameh, so you have, he has to get an Tiglachas Tara now. Even though the Gemara is about to ask, but 1 minute, the one who was Tar is not allowed to cut his hair now. Isn't that it? Isn't Daraisa? You're only allowed to do Hakafa if you're doing a mitzvah saseh, as we learned earlier. Say as the Gemara, Va'amai, Dilma lav Tameyan Inun v'kavet Hakafa. The one that was not Tameh already had his tiglachas on day 30, and now you are cutting his hair for no good reason, and you're violating it. It's a daraisa of cutting off payas. That's what the Shibi Kubetza says here. Al karkach kol echan mehem lav tamehu veinu lav ela tiglachas achas ukshe magalchin, and the peer and the when they both cut, and that's what the Gemara is assuming, that they're both cutting now, so then one of them is violating lo sakipu baz roshchem. Answers Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, beisha v'katan, you're right. This only works where the second, the one of the Nazirim is not someone who is obligated in the Isra of Akavas Arosh. Either a woman, right? Well, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, only two losaseis that women are not obligated in, Bal Takif and Bal Tatami Lameisim, and a Katan. What do you mean a Katan? So the Mefarshim say, Mufla Samach La'ish. We had earlier that a 12-year-old could also accept Naziris. So, Ish of a Katan. So he accepts Naziris, but he's not included in the Isra of Akavas Arosh. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, V'lukma begadol v'akavas kalarosh lo shma akafa. What do you mean? Just say it's not a gadol. But the iser of makif is only if you cut it, just the sides. But if you cut the whole head, so maybe there's no iser daraisa, and that's why it's mutter. Hakavas kalarosh lo shma akafa. Answer, mitalom mokim lahachi, the fact that Shmuel did not suggest that, shma minak, asavar Shmuel, hakavas kalarosh shma akafa. It must be holds that would be iser daraisa. And therefore, that's why the Gemara did not suggest it. Period. Similarly, Mar Zutra, Masi Lalash Maitza, the Shmuel HaSeifa, Mar Zutra had this statement of Shmuel about suggesting it's about Isho Katan on the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says in the Daphne Tess, which was discussed yesterday at length. Nazir, Shayatami Besafik, Mukla Besafik, a Nazir who is maybe Tame Meis and maybe a Masora. So, he doesn't know what to do. So what does he do? Ochla B'kachin Lachar Shishim Yom. He could eat Karbanasi up to 60 days. He's already for sure good for eating karbanas then, as was described yesterday. Umagaleach da'ala tig lachos. And he has to get four haircuts. Why? Two in case he was a mitzora. One for Naziris Tumah, if he was Tameh Meis, and one for the Naziris of Tara. So he's four haircuts for the mitzvah. So says the Gemara, but maybe he wasn't some of these. Maybe he wasn't Tameh. Maybe he wasn't a mitzora. V'kavet ha'kafa. So how can he do all of these extra haircuts? Amar Shmuel b'ishav ha'katan. So that's where he said it regarding that issue. What's the issue of ha'kavas kalaro shma ha'kafa lo shma ha'kafa? So it could be based on a Rambam. The Tur quotes the Rambam. Beginning of Kuf Pei Aleph in Yaradeya. Kuf Pei Aleph in Yaradeya. The Tur quotes the Rambam, interestingly. The Rambam says, and this is the Rambam from, quotes this from Milchus Avodah Zarah, Sha'asr makasav b'bnei sha'osin kain ovde Avodah Zarah v'komrehem. What's the isra of cutting off your payas and cutting off, giving these special unique type of haircuts? Because that's what the ovde Avodah Zarah do. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Mishnah Torah. The Tur quotes that, and then he says, v'eino kain, ze'eino mafurash. This is not explicit, Rambam. V'einon utzrichim levakish tam lemitzvahs. Why is the Rambam giving a tam for this mitzvah? Ask the Tur. Ki mitzvahs melech heim aleinu af im lo neida tamon. The mitzvah we have to do it, even if we don't know the reason. Ad kan divrei Tur. Very unusual. What's the Tur saying here? What's the Tur getting so upset about? The Tur quotes the Rambam. You can't get the Baal Takif because it's like of the Avodah Zarah. And I don't know why the Rambam does this. So the Beis Yosef wonders. Right? What's going on here? It sounds like he's arguing. What's he arguing on? He's just upset that Rambam gives the reason? Says the Beis Yosef, no. Beis Yosef says, it sounds like from here that the Torah is arguing. Let's say there's a haircut that is not done by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Is that Aser Daraisa? The Torah is assuming that the Rambam would say that is not Aser Daraisa. And that's what the Torah is arguing on and saying, that's also Aser Daraisa. Don't look for reasons for mitzvahs. Right, that's how the Beis Yosef interprets the Tur. The Tur seems to be arguing on the Rambam. What's he arguing on? He must be arguing on haircuts where you don't have the reason. Va'ani Omer. And the Beis Yosef himself says, Chas v'sholom, that the Rambam meant that anyway. Chas le'l Rambam, d'mi l'misbar hachi, u'mi yachish l'kavet ha'torah v'amitzvahs Yosef imenu. Kavanat Torah. I'm standing up for the Kavanat of the Rambam. There are many times the Rambam says, Hilchas Temura, Hilchas Mikvos, that you should try to figure out reasons for mitzvos. But that doesn't mean that you're going to limit the mitzvah to based on that reason. So that's what the Beis Yosef jumps on the tour. How could you say that about the Rambam? But that's what he must have meant. And the Rambam comes along, and of course is out for the covet of the tour. Right? The Beis Yosef is out for the covet of the Rambam against the tour. The Daki Moshe says, V'ani omer gamkein, chas le rabbeinu, shiachshav ekshirim. Beis Yosef, how can you assume that the Torah was b'choshe the Rambam that way? Kamar Rambam l'misbar alav sheyisbar. Shem lo ha'yudu yodim tam ha'misbar alayin mitzuvim lasoso. Ki lo matzinu mishum chacham b'yisrael shenam min bazeh. Elohu rak derak kofrim b'Torah. Sheinim aminim rak b'shiyaskim alav ha'seichel. The Rambam doesn't hold that. The Torah doesn't hold that. So I don't think you can say that to anybody. You think that that's what the Torah assumed that the Rambam held? Chas v'shalom. He said, no, Ella b'cholin yanasur. Ho v'ein atam ufurish big mikra, ein lahatim b'makim, shein atam shayach. Zenir alishim v'das rabbeinu. Lo kimo shechash v'alav hachacham ba'al Beis Yosef. Kipir shvar b'inyin shino kedai lahasigala. And he discusses, hey, this is a Levitic halacha in the Rambam. But part of it could be, did the Ovni Avodah Zarah shave off their entire head? Pashas not. It seems like they just shaved the sides. And they left the middle. But that could be part of the issue. If you're going to limit it to the reason, then Hakafas Kalarosh would be Lashma Hakafa. Okay, let's just finish up a little bit more. And then we'll continue. Says the Gemara, getting into Hakafa now. Amar Avuna. Hamakev Zakat and Arayu Chayef. If somebody cuts off the haircuts, cuts off the payas of a katan, they're Chayef. Even though the Nikaf is not going to be Chayev. The Nikaf is a child. Amalei Ravada v'Ravla Rav Huna. V'di dachman megaleach lahon. Ravada asked Rav Huna, who gave the statement. What about your own kids? Seems like they used to shave their kid, the hair of their own kids. Shave the payas also, the whole head. Who shaves your own kids? Right? Who gives that? If you're telling me, if you're makev a katan is Chayev. Amar lechove, says my wife, whose name was Chova. So he says, tikberin and Chova the bane. Oh, she's burying her kids. She's doing something terrible. Ravada said. And even though he didn't mean it, but Kulu Shani, the Ravada Bar Ava, Lui Kaim Le Zara Lar Funa. All of his kids died young during Ravada's time period because of this statement that he said, right? As the Rush says, Kishkaga Shiyoseis Vilafnei Ashalit, even though he didn't mean it, right? Great people have to be very careful in terms of what they say. Michdi, but says the Gemara, Travayu Sphira Akavas Kalarosh Shma Akafa. Both Ravada and Ravuna hold that cutting off the whole head is Shma Akafa. Ravuna says it because you're Chayiv. Ravada says that you're Chayiv, but it's only because you're doing a child here that you should be Pater. So, but Mike and Miflegi, what are they arguing about exactly? So, Rav Huna savar lo sakiva bas rosh chem lo sashchas es bas akanecha. Rav Huna says they go together. Kol sheyesh lo ashchasa yesh lo akafa. Anyone who is included in the isser of destroying the beard is included in the isser of akafa sarosh. V'hani nashi hov alistu bashchasa lestu nami bakafa. But my wife could do it. My wife could do it because she's not included. If a man does it, it's usur because he's including the usur. But a woman is fine; she could do it. Ravada Barava suffer no. Ravada says you always go by the nikaf. If the nikaf is potter, the makaf is going to be potter. So it doesn't matter if you or your wife do it. This is a child, right? And he was just mekalel l'shitascha that you don't hold to this hekesh, so you shouldn't be enough kamina between a man and a woman, right? So what are you just letting her do it? Right, it should be mutter for everybody. It's like my wife carries with the Arif. No, chas v'shalom, that type of attitude. So here too, vechan amakav vechan nikav b'mashma v'iskish makav l'nikav. Kolecha the nikav machayev makav nami machayev. V'haikot and hova hu gufe labar onchenu de machayev makav nami lo machayev. Right, the makav should also not be machayev, and therefore he got upset at him. Right, it's amazing. He got so upset at him, even though he was basically saying it's both okay, but he got upset that he let his wife do it instead of doing it himself. Right, it's as if you know your wife has a lower standard than you. So that's the lemaisa, what's going on. And Tosfos ends up saying here that it's really a double machlokas between Rav Ada and Rav Huna. Maybe we'll start with that Tosfos tomorrow, and then get into more issues of Hakafas Harosh. Okay, we'll stop here. Into the last full week of Maseches Nazir.